Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Harwood here. This is the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour, talking live from the Pseudo Financial Services Studio. And before we bring on the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Matt Krantz, I want to play a little our advertisement this week of our live sponsor, Pseudo Financial Services, run by Ron and Hunter Studo. They'll take care of you.
We save you money. That makes sense.
Studel is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Studel Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you, keep an eye on rates, and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Studel Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Studel Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Studel today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Studel Financial Services.
Call Studel today.
All right. That's from Pseudo Financial Services. And now we have Mr. Matt Krantz, the living legend of fantasy football on the line. We couldn't have done this without him. Matt, how's the drive home today?
I see a lot of cars. A lot of cars. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. I was out in the swimming pool for an hour and a half before I got here and didn't have to mess with this traffic, but hopefully the traffic will subside soon. But that's
Dr. Harwood, you got a tough life in swimming pool. You got a tough life, you know. It's hard. It's hard being Dr. Harwood.
Well, that's one of them things. This, when your school teacher summer vacation hits up, and but one of the reasons Governor Bevin needs to fix these county roads and highway roads and these interstates, so our fine citizens of Fayette County and in Franklin County can get home safely. But
trying to get home.
Bless your heart.
One of these days, I'll see the house.
Whew. Well, you be careful driving home and leave the road rage to us, okay? We had the FFPC, $35 Satellite Classic Experts Draft. Now, I do the FFPC every year in Las Vegas. Last year on the auction, I won $4,750, and I would like to thank Mr. Eric Bachman. I'm a Bachaholic, as he gave us permission to break down this fine draft tonight, and I've got the draft results right here. Matt and I shared a team, and a lot of times we agree on things and sometimes we disagree on things, but the controversy creates cash is one of my mottos. And one of the things that Matt and I agree on is the hell with the cheat sheet sometimes. And so break down our give us a simple synopsis of our draft, and I'll start asking some questions about. We got the number two spot and got Antonio Brown. So tell us about that.
Well, I was shocked that Antonio Brown did not go number one. It just proves that every draft is going to be different this summer and into the fall. So you have to make sure that you are prepared. And when I saw Antonio Brown, I mean, it was a no-brainer. So right off the bat, we go Brown, and we're happy, I think. Right, Harwood? Can't beat that.
I'm extremely happy. Now, the person that got Odell Beckham first, now, let's not criticize him because he probably wanted Beckham first. He probably wanted to go on a limb and do something different because this league here, you only get one prize, $300 cash for a football guy's team for 2017. So I guarantee he wanted Beckham, but I am very pleased and happy that we got Brown second and then Julio Jones went third. So seems like Brown and Jones are your consensus top two, three or four players is drafted every
year.
Yeah,
I know before the draft, you and I talking, we were expecting to grab Julio Jones there at number two. That's where we were going to go.
Yes, exactly. And that would have been a good number two and a solid number two.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let Jim call us.
Julio Jones. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with him. But we got Brown number two, and we were happy with that. And then we came back around in this league. It's tight end scoring 1.5 PPR per catch.
Yes.
So Jordan Reed, we saw what he did last year when he stays on the field healthy. He produces. So I hope, fingers crossed, he can do it 2 years in a row. Even if we got 14 games out of Harwood, the guy produces. He's not a tight end.
Nope.
He's pretty much a receiver.
Exactly right. And I'm proud, too. You know, Julio Jones led Jim Collis, Southern Kryptonite, to a Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship in 2016. So, but, you know, we ended up Antonio Brown first round, then came back with Jordan Reed into the second, and then Greg Olsen at the beginning of the third. Now, what's crazy about it was Delanie Walker, tight end for the Tennessee Titans, went round three, pick one. This is not their round reversal, so we got probably two out of the top three, arguably, tight ends here. I consider Delanie Walker fourth or fifth tight end, so I was proud to get Reed and Olsen, because if we didn't get Olsen, we could have went with Jarvis Landry, T.Y. Hilton, Brandon Marshall, Golden Tate, Randall Cobb, Julian Edelman. All of those guys will do about the same or be a bust. At least with Greg Olsen, you know what you're getting, and you could start him at the flex, and these teams that you're playing against head-to-head, we've got number two ranked tight end, number three ranked tight end. Who do you got to flex?
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest.
Nervous?
I'm a little nervous about Greg Olsen. Just because,
okay,
I don't think there's any way Cam is going to reproduce what he did last year. Another issue is a guy by the name of Devin Funchess, who I think is going to steal some of the catches that Olsen got last year. I mean, Olsen, at that point in the draft, I agree, though. I mean, a lot of the receivers are dime a dozen. I like how we went back-to-back tight end pick. I'm a little nervous about Olsen. But if he produces like he has every season, the last two or three, we'll be in great shape.
Well, looking back hindsight, would you have drafted Olsen third, or would you have drafted Landry, Hilton, Marshall, or Cobb, or Edelman? If we had to go back and redo
it. Landry, I don't know. He might have – Adam Gase's offense, I think it's going to be more explosive this year. But, I mean, it's a tough call. That's why we do these early drafts, to figure out where we're going. I mean, like I said, I didn't have a huge problem with the pick, obviously. I'm just, you know, you're just a little nervous. Devil's advocate is also going to produce like he has in years past.
Right, because you're saying that he's peaked and he's got nowhere to go but downward. But I do like running back. We didn't get a first running back to round five. C.J. Anderson, round five. Matt Jones, round six. Thomas Rawls, round seven. I think there are three good young running backs that have a good upside. I'm surprised.
This draft was this is the first draft I've done this year, and it to me it was crazy. All these running backs who, or you could make an argument, or could be potentially number one running backs, drop into the fifth, sixth, seventh round. Not mistaken, I think we started a running back run there when we nabbed C.J. Anderson, and then we went back with Matt Jones and Rawls. So we got our running backs while we could still add another receiver, Jordan Matthews, and I think that was a good move there, because a lot of those running backs at that point are kind of the same, but two or three of them, if one hits at a running back, we're in good shape if Matthews and, of course, Antonio Brown produce like we know they should, we're in good shape.
Well, we've got two top 20 wide receivers, in my opinion. And, you know,
CJ, you could argue Matthews is a borderline lower number one receiver.
Well, I'd rather have Matthews. I would rather have Matthews than Demaryius Thomas or Brandon Marshall.
Oh, no doubt. Demaryius Thomas, he out of all the games I watched last year as a Demaryius Thomas owner, he is one of the most frustrating. Because he's either limping off the field, or he's dropping ever passed on to him. I mean, I just don't – I'm not sure about him. I think he may be done, Harlan. I don't know if I'm going to draft him this year in one league. I'm serious.
I wouldn't blame you. I would not blame you at all. Now,
C.J. Anderson made me mad in SPFFC last year. He had a sophomore slump. But Kubiak has already said that C.J. Anderson's a guy. He said if he can produce at the level, he's proven it. His rookie year, he proved it. His first year as a starter when he handled the load. So he's got to get back to that. And I think last year the main issue was he was simply hurt. So if we get him back healthy, Harwood.
We'll go more run base since Peyton Manning retired. Now, see, running backs ever taken after – okay, let's say, for example, you know, Latavius Murray, Giovanni Bernard, Duke Johnson, Danny Woodhead, DeMarco Murray, Carlos Hyde, all taken between C.J. Anderson and then Matt Jones. Would we have picked someone different in hindsight besides Anderson, or was he the pick there? Fancy Guru's gotten him ranked 10th, PPR running backs.
I'm surprised DeMarco Murray dropped that late, honestly.
He went to Thunder 2 about the middle of the sixth round, and then his backup, Derrick Henry, went in the fifth pick of the seventh round. So for those that want to handcuff the Titans running backs, there's the trend you're going to need, round six and seven.
And I'm not sold. I got to see Derrick Henry in the preseason because I'm not as sold as everybody's expecting him to just come in and dominate. I mean, how many running backs from Alabama in the last few years have just come in the league and dominate? You got Eddie Lacy, 2.2 yards per carry. You got Trent Richardson, who's saying he's going to the Hall of Fame, more like AHA Hall of Fame. I just don't see it. Alabama has these huge offensive linemen. They don't have to work hard. The hole's there for them. All they have to do is just run. The SEC defenses have been weak the past two or three years. SEC teams aren't playing defense like they did.
No,
so
they are not.
Derrick
You're
Henry
exactly right.
couldn't catch the ball. I saw him in a drill, Harvard. I don't know if he can walk, chew gum same time. I'm not as high as everybody else is on Derrick Henry. He's going to have to prove it for me to even touch him that high. And to me, I don't know if that's a smart pick right now.
Well, I would agree with you, but round seven is too early. I've seen him go round 9 and 10. Now,
round nine, if you got Murray, then I might jump and get and go round 8, round 9. Anything before that, Harwood, I mean, that is a gamble.
That's almost a lost pick. I mean, you know, team five there, you know, took Derrick Henry. He passed over John Stewart, Chris Ivory, and Jeremy Langford, and Melvin Gordon, who are guaranteed starters, over this guy. Now you're talking about Trent Richardson. You know, he ran the 4.40 yesterday, and he's still running. He hadn't even finished the finish line yet. Eddie Lacy ran the 4.40. He thought he was going to get 4.40 chicken wings and pay $4 for him. That's his idea.
Hey, Harvard, Lacy's my bounce-back player of the year. He lost 20 pounds. If he lost 20 pounds, don't you think he could move a little faster?
I would imagine, especially if the police signs are after him.
I think Lacy's going to bounce back this year. I think where did he go in this one, Harlan?
Right after our pick of Greg Olsen, Team 3 took Eddie Lacy as his first running back, and I liked how he took Lacy third and Aaron Rodgers fourth, Team MT, because Aaron Rodgers, let's say he don't throw the touchdown, he's going to have Eddie Lacy run
and guess who? I love that pick. Now that is what we call a value pick. And guess who Guru has as the number one quarterback this year?
That would be Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
And
so I think that's actually smart grabbing him, Lacy and Rodgers like that. That's a steal in my opinion. That's a complete steal, Harlan. How come we didn't do that? What's wrong with you?
Well, we
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that we might be on a new trend here, but like getting a high ranked quarterback that throws a lot of touchdowns, but if he gets stuffed by a good defense, picking the team's number one running back to running for a score, but you've got to be careful if these running backs, hopefully they don't have a handcuff and just, you know, vulture these touchdowns. I don't think Eddie Lacy will have a lot of touchdowns vultured.
Well, if Cam Newton has the ball on the 1 yard line, you know he's keeping it.
He's going to run it in. See, Aaron Rodgers is not going to run it in. He's white. I mean,
I wouldn't take Jonathan Stewart I wouldn't draft Jonathan Stewart expecting 25 touchdowns, but Cam Newton's going to take 75% of them are hand off to Mike Tolbert. So you got to be careful on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we got – okay. See, you say we started the running back run. You started running back run like Harvey's got to run to the bathroom after he'd pee up chains. You know, you had four running backs, five, six, seven, eight. There were eight running backs that were drafted between C.J. Anderson and between Matt Jones. And in there again, there was another running back run that started after Jones. There was eight running backs drafted in a row at the end of the sixth round and the beginning of the seventh round. So
that's what I'm saying. They're all the same this year. Nobody knows what to do. No one knows what to do with running back. After the top three or four, Harwood, it's like a crapshoot. That's why we've got
to get
deeper. Yeah, we got to get deeper in the off season. We got to look at practice squad players. We got to study running back five, six, seven on a team. NFL teams are going through running backs like crazy.
Here's an interesting draft strategy for Team 10, Cobb Nation. Who's going to be the number one running back from that team, Gurley or Adrian Peterson?
Gurley.
Because he drafted him 10th. He came back with Peterson, the third pick, around two. So he's got two stud running backs that he's starting the ball with. And that's going to be
what about Peterson dropping? I think Peterson's going to have a monster year. I think he's dropping too low.
Because he's getting older.
Noticed.
That's why. Because he's
I think
older.
He's got two. We've been saying Frank Gore is getting too old for the last 10 seasons.
Yeah, and he's obviously the Viagra he's taking or the medicine he's taking is working.
I mean, Peterson's not. He's like 29, isn't he, Harwood? I mean,
yes,
33, yeah, definitely. I think Peterson's got at least this season and another season after that to be at the level he was.
Well, that's,
Minnesota. And one more thing, Harv. I don't think Minnesota's offense is any worse than last year. And we drafted a rookie. What round was that? 12, 11? Laquan Treadwell.
Yes.
Out of Ole Miss, who I think is going to do wonders for that offense. I think it's going to open up for Peterson. They tried the Mike Wallace experiment last season. Didn't work. I think Minnesota is offense on the rise. I think this year they're a bounce back candidate. I think Treadwell and Peterson are both going to benefit. Bridgewater another year with him. I think we're going to see that Minnesota offense start to do something and not score nine points like they did against Seattle.
To be honest, Seattle was always tough, and it was cold that day. It was colder than a mother-in-law's kiss. So I mean, Treadwell is a guy that you need to really keep your eye on. And drafting after round 10, you know, around the 10, 11, 12 range.
What round did we get him? It was 11. I'm in the car, so I don't. What round?
We got him at the end of round 12. And
all right, let's see. That could be another value pick.
I mean, okay, here's another value pick you like. Tyler Boyd at the middle round 13, pick number 8. Tyler Boyd, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, let's think about this, Harwood. Let's think about this. Mohamed Sanu, who we drafted late with Atlanta, he's the number two receiver behind Jones in Atlanta. Marvin Jones, he's number two receiver now for Detroit. It's not like Cincinnati's offense is bums. I mean, they have been playing at a high level. Tyler Boyd has a chance to get that number two wide receiver job. Now, we don't know. Obviously, June 9th, we're not going to project and say, well, he's got locked up. But it's something to keep an eye on as we go through the offseason. Tyler Boyd was productive at Pittsburgh, had a great career, a la Larry Fitzgerald, set all kind of records. This is a guy who we need to have on our radar who can have a monster rookie year.
Well, I'm going to lead into this then. I've got a text from JP. Jonathan Patterson's been playing fantasy football as long as we have. He's looking at the draft board. He's saying, why in the blue hell would a person draft Steven Gostkowski kicker at the beginning of the 11th round?
I thought the same thing. Obviously, they must have been their first draft ever. That's all I got to say. You don't, the
well,
number one rule for all those newbies, for all these newbies out there drafting, the number one rule, if you're going to play in a highly competitive league like this league, FPPC, Fantasy Players Championship is, the number one rule is you wait on defense. You wait on kicker. I don't care if you're drafting anybody. the greatest kicker of all time. It doesn't matter. You wait on kickers.
Well,
don't
exactly.
Get me started on kickers.
And if you don't wait on a kicker, and I'm going to play this sponsorship clip, you will not be winning one of these. Let's listen to this.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from officialfantasyrings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
So if you draft a kicker in round 11, you will not be winning an official fantasy ring, I would think.
You won't get a belt, ring, trophy, medal, participation ribbon, nothing.
And you probably catch some flack from the other league owners, but that's about it. Now, if you spend a
lot
of money.
That's
made fun of. And if you spend a lot of money doing these fantasy leagues, and if you also pick kicker early, you're going to probably need the services of this sponsor.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
All right, back in with Mr. Living Legend of Fantasy Football himself, Matt Kranz. We have seven more minutes in this 30-minute episode. Now, Matt, I want you on Twitter. Now, you know, you and I are big on Twitter. Showstopper Football at Showstopper Football at SF Tips. Showstopper Football at SF Tips underscore Tips on Twitter. Showstopper Football, a lot of S's there. Now, they provide a lot of the information. Says here, will C.J. Anderson be an every down back? Gary Kubiak thinks so. Let's see what he's got a vote set up on there. 4 out of 5 votes say C.J. Anderson will be an every down back. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think he will. I mean, Booker may, by midseason, take more of his carries maybe. I think Ronnie Hillman is done. He's fragile. I don't think he's the answer. I would worry about Devontae Booker. We wanted him to handcuff C.J. Anderson. Somebody stole him from him. I can't remember what pick exactly.
Can't have nothing.
But they took him from us. So we're just, you know, that would have been a good handcuff.
Now, let's switch gears here now. Showstopper Football again. Who should be number one in PPR league? We've all agreed. Antonio Brown, 77% with 13 votes. There was actually a vote for Devonta Freeman. Who would pick Devonta Freeman first overall?
First overall? After the way he tailed off in the season? No. No, thank you. No way. No way. In fact, he may have a C.J. Anderson-type season that he did last year.
Well, Tevin Coleman was pretty solid when he
Coleman, they have not given up on Coleman. I mean, if you listen to the coaches and the OTAs, they love Colton. So I'd be – I don't know about Freeman. He may be somebody I don't draft this year. I'm not drafting him in the first round. That's for sure.
Well, you do want to – regardless of whether you agree or disagree, and in fantasy football, we like to agree or disagree with each other, and that's a good thing because we all have our opinions. But a good opinion is Showstopper Football on Twitter at SSF underscore tips. Show Silver Football on Twitter. Now, 5 minutes left in this episode. Now, a guy I really like this year who won me over $4,000 in the auction, FFPC, Doug Baldwin, went pick 8, round 5. Now, he went above or before Larry Fitzgerald, Eric Decker, John Brown, Alan Hearns, DeMonte Moncrief, and DeVante Parker. Was Doug Baldwin a good guy to pick at that spot?
Round 5? That's a little steep. I don't think he's going to keep up. I mean, what he did those last, 8-9 weeks?
Oh, yeah, that's
crazy.
The right time. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is not going to happen again, but he might. I may rather have Eric Decker or John Brown, but it's close. I mean, it's like arguing over 20, 30 points here or there. It's going to be close. I think Baldwin's going to be good, but I don't know about round 5 price, but this, we'll just have to see.
Speaking of price, Philip Dorsett at the end of round 12. Now, Showstopper Football likes him. Do you like him?
I like Dante Moncrief. Where'd he go? He's going to be the receiver who benefits the most from Andre Johnson giving it up.
Oh, yes. Now, Andre Johnson had a great career. But tell you what, this team now, I'm liking his team. A.J. Green first, Mike Evans second, Golden Tate third, picked Andrew Luck fourth, and then got one of your favorite tight ends, or Zach Ertz, round 5, pick 9, and then Moncrief, round 6.
Where was he picking from? What pick?
He was picking from the 9th hole. He got Andrew Luck at the beginning of round 4, and then Dante Moncrief.
Yeah, that's solid. Harwood, that's solid. How come we should have been picking 9? Because that is a team. Yeah, I agree with you. I love that team. There's nothing wrong with that start. I mean, you could textbook it be better. That's a perfect start. Moncrief, just watch. He's one of my breakouts this year. Just watch, Harwood.
Now, but he didn't draft a running back to round 8. He got Melvin Gordon.
Who was his first running
Yeldon.
Back?
His first running back was round 8, pick 4, Melvin Gordon. Then came back with T.J. Yeldon, Rashard Jennings, Bilal Powell, LeGarrette Blount, Wendell Smallwood, and Dr. Harwood's grandfather. So
his running back.
Hey, and them going
to pan
out?
I mean, when you start like that, that's what you're going to have. His running backs are horrible. But if he has one of those running backs hit, he will probably be in good shape, though.
He needs to win a free agent bid on the first running back. He feels confident that he's going to start and bid high on him and then go with it.
Because I don't trust Melvin Gordon. I don't trust Yeldon. I mean, Yeldon looked good, but they have Ivory now. So what's that going to be, 50-50?
It probably would be, or 49-51, so close.
Or 60-40 Ivory. Ivory's going to get the goal line carry. You know that's going to happen for sure.
Mm-hmm. This is, that's because he's got the experience, too. He's not going to give it up that easy. One more question, and then we're going to wrap this up. We've got 2 minutes left. Someone drafted Josh Gordon at almost the end of round 18. Is this guy going to be reinstated? Does he have some photos of Roger Goodell in a compromising position with, some of the New England Patriots mistresses or what?
I almost thought yesterday pulling trigger and dropping him. I've got him on, for some reason, I've got the guy on, 3 dynasty leagues. I'm about done with him. I don't think he's going to be reinstated. I don't see how. He doesn't care. He's partying with Johnny Manziel. Anybody associated with Johnny Manziel obviously does not want to play in the NFL right now. So, I guess his shot of coming back about 5%. Manziel's about 1%.
Whew. That's scary. That is scary. Now, Corey Coleman was drafted round 10, pick number 8. So, that's kind of where averaging
he's
probably going.
He's about 5'10", 5'10 speedster out of Baylor. He's got potential, but, I mean, it's the Browns we're talking about. I mean, how good is he going to be in a Browns offense first year? So, we'll see.
Yes, that's going to be really, really tough to kind of figure that whole offense out. So, but, Matt, I appreciate you coming on the show, braving the fine hot traffic in Lexington this time of day and all the road construction that our fine tax dollars have been paying for road construction. Matt, do you have any final parting words of wisdom before we let you go tonight?
I'll just thank you for having me on. We'll do it again.
No, thank you.
I'll be home probably by 7:30. It's only going to take me 3 hours to make a 20-minute drive. So hopefully next work week will be a lot better getting home.
Connor and Taylor, Daddy's coming home. So,
yes, sir. Thanks once again, Harwood. We'll see you later, buddy.
All right, Matt. That was the living legend of fantasy football, Matt Krantz. Remember that name as we proceed with the fantasy football season. That's going to do it for the Power Hour. See you all next week.